WORC.
Time for today's science fun fact.
Ooh, do tell.
I'm not sure if it's actually a fun fact, but here we go. According to scientists,
yes,
the Earth's climate, when it warmed millions of years ago,
could
have been caused by dinosaur gas.
Oh, boy, I'm afraid to ask, Bill, but please explain that to me.
Well, in case you're wondering, no, they didn't have matches back then either.
No.
According to some people from the Geologic Society of America, they detected chemical signs of bacteria and algae in fossilized dinosaur, how should we say, offal.
Dinosaur dew.
Yeah, yeah, Dino do. Dino do.
Dino, oh no. I knew I shouldn't have asked.
That indicates that plant-eating dinosaurs, by the way, digested food by fermenting it.
Oh, process, like sheep and cows do.
Yeah, yeah, process that gives off methane.
Methane, and that's so in other words, they were kind of sort of responsible for their own demise.
Possibly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a guy from Indiana University says if scientists prove dinosaurs contributed to an ancient greenhouse effect, it would go a long way to support the theory that modern global warming is aggravated by methane either burped up or how should we say, the stuff that didn't take the elevator, by cattle, sheep, and other livestock. And, of course, the worst part about that whole thing is, of course, they can't say, excuse me, or here, pull my finger.
WORC, Bill Robert, 1310.
Boy, we're just off and running today, huh? What the hell did they put in this coffee today? Yikes! It's the Bill Robert Radio Program on a Wednesday afternoon. Speaking of what do they put in this guy's coffee, this is Donovan here. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. Talk about your bad zoning ordinances. WORC.
Sorry to burst your bubble, Bill.
You follow the NFL at all?
A little bit.
Some people call it the People's Republic of the NFL.
Rarely, but sometimes, yes.
Well, the Cincinnati Bengals, such a season they're having. They're 0-7. They haven't won a game yet. So, speaking of cheerleaders, one of our spies broke into the cheerleaders' training room in Cincinnati.
Uh-oh.
And got the latest batch of Cincinnati Bengals cheers.
Uh-oh. I'm going to be stupid and ask, Bill, what are they?
What do you mean you're going to be stupid? Never mind.
Bill?
Boom, cheer number one. Yes. Push him back, please. Number two, we want a touchdown. We'll settle for a first down. Or the final one. Yes. Bengals, they're our guys. If they can't do it, we're not surprised. Once again, it's time for another number in the Oldies 1310 giveaway. The prize this hour, it's an AM-FM stereo car radio and cassette player with auto-reverse from Sun and Sound at 616 A Park Avenue in Worcester. If this number's on your Oldies 1310 giveaway card, you've got 13 minutes and 10 seconds to call us at 791-1310. Here's the number. It's 108-570. That number once again, 108-570. If that's your number, give us a call right now at 791-1310 within the next 13 minutes and 10 seconds. At 3:38, the program continues on a Friday afternoon. Manfred Mann, this one's called Sha-La-La, WORC. Oldies, 1310, WORC, 340. Time to catch some lotto fever. I'll take caller number 13 right now at 791-1310. Right caller right now gets themselves a ticket for the Florida Lottery. Call us right now, 791-1310.
Hey,
also, yes. Arachnophobia on the movie channel tonight.
Sorry. Yeah, next.
Yeah. Both of us do not do spiders.
No.
Parenthood on Showtime.
That was cute.
I'm wondering which would be more scary to her. Arachnophobia or Parenthood? And, of course, this is one I'll be rolling tapes on tonight at 11 o'clock on Showtime.
Yes.
Party plane. Stewardesses dropped the dress code to pull their airline out of a fiscal nosedive. I wonder if you make your reservations on a 1-900 number.
Oh, no!
WORC 1310.
By the way, that was not about the movie. That was Lisa when I talked about Parenthood. What do you think of that, Lisa?
Oh, no!
I think that's pretty much settled. 512, these are the Turtles at WORC.